Fine greetings to all of you listening, to those of you who are chasing their bliss, and to those who have found it and are living it every day. It's Saturday, June 1st, 2024, and this is Fortell's Fortune Told. I'm your host, Fortell. This is a show about music and musicians, songwriting, performing, and the stories of real people investing themselves into this art form because it's who they are. So it's been a few months since my last episode. I wanted all of you to know, as busy as I am doing other things needed in my life, I am still deeply committed to doing this podcast. There are certain things I want to document about my world and the world around me, and this is proving to be a good forum for such things. I'm taking pride in writing these episodes and interviewing guests, and I'm proud to enter the likes of the real journalists and writers out there, even if only for a little bit. Today's episode, unfortunately, won't have a guest, and that's kind of something new for me. I'm going to speak my mind about something, and something I haven't shared much on, and that is my experience with my former agent. Many of you who follow me online know I went through a breakup of that relationship, and I said very little about it, and this is my way of getting my side of the story out there. I have lately and often in my life, I've had to suck my words up, and even though I thought maybe it needed to be said, I didn't. And, you know, I wanted to help establish the reality of what had happened or to simply provide my perspective on the situation, but I wanted to take the high road in these certain situations, and I wanted to deeply protect some of the parties involved in such of these happenings. So I've said nothing in the past. In many ways, this is contrary to me as a younger man, but I believe that this showed my progression towards a more mature version of myself, not needing to address nonsense that isn't the truth, because the truth would surely prevail. Unfortunately, it may seem a good strategy to some. Its karmic outcome has not been forthcoming as of yet. Also, it should be said that I'm sharing my experience with this agent, with him, as a warning and to beware of such a person in your life. I don't believe in the cancel culture that is currently existing in America, so I'm not going to give his full name. But I do want to identify him for those who know of him, his initials being D.V. And also, he has an alternate Facebook name with the initials M.B. With those with D and V and M and B, you should know enough already who this person is. And yes, it's that guy. So with that being said, I give you the agent. Like I assume they all do, he originally approached me. After a few different interactions at open mics, he started to text me about booking my music. This should be said, this wasn't a normal texting conversation from the start. It was like it was a solicitation to a large group of people, but as if I was the only one on the chain. And this kind of texting was fairly relentless. I remember thinking that this was a mass text and an insane amount of communication, but I decided to respond appropriately and professionally, to that text and to each and every other one thereafter. In a professional amount of time and manner, even if I receive the text in the sub 7 a.m. hour. Of course, I would never respond to such a message for most anyone at that hour, even if I had been up for a while. I thought it was common knowledge that only shady things were texted in those early morning hours. It turned out shady was a good word for it. Another thing to note about his text messages is that it turns out each new day that passes, the old text chain from yesterday is no longer part of the conversation. It's as if it didn't happen. Even though it sits there in front of you on your phone, he acted as if he didn't remember or recall it, and it seemed as if he had no capability to look back through his text messages to see what had been communicated already. Knowing this and being able to navigate those strange digital interactions for over 5 years, I ended up with a good amount of gigs booked and money made, and some incredible experiences had. I got to get my original music, my soul, out to the world in many different venues and bear it all to the skies of the Rocky Mountains on a number of occasions. These were the good outcomes, the experiences, and the small sum of money I would make. He always got at least 10%, but I saw that worth any trouble I had to go through with him, as he had the gig. And he was promoting me well, to my knowledge. So now for some of the bad experiences about the music business. People who walk down this road know what I mean. For those of you who haven't, let me just explain this. The game of business is simple when it comes down to it, especially for the instance of performing live. So you come to an agreement on time and pay. Both parties confirm it's booked. When that time and day comes, you provide the service, and depending on the agreement, expect to receive said agreed upon pay shortly thereafter. Simple. But if one of the parties doesn't follow the basic rules in the music business and all other business agreements, it can get very ugly quickly. And it often leads to very hurt feelings, and depending on the stakes, leads to the darkest part of humanity. I'm lucky enough to have gone through these proceedings many times, and I'm happy to say I've never canceled a gig, nor was I ever even late to a gig. I'm sure not every person in the audience were thrilled with my showmanship, or I believe the majority I entertained, and I left smiles on their face and good music for all to take in. I have seen the rules broken from the other side, though, including canceling last minute on the artist, and then, of course, underpaying the artist, or sometimes even leaving the artist unpaid. So I'm not sure everyone understands how much this stings us artists and musicians. We commit to the date. And if it's a weekend in summer, most likely have to turn down other offers for that date. When the venue backs out that week of, or in some cases the agent is too confused and has double booked you, you can't go back and say yes to those other offers. And chances are, you're left not working at all that weekend. Also, it should be noted that music in its own medium is its own medium. And by that, I mean performing live in front of an audience. And it's all happening real time. Like all art forms, the true artist knows to bear all, to open their soul to the audience, to truly leave an impression on them, and to truly capture them in that live moment. When you do this for so many hours on end, and at the end get less pay than what was documented you should receive, or the classic rain check we'll have it on Tuesday, it's as if someone has disrespected all of your efforts and your soul you just bared for them. It's a crushing experience that I had to go through often before I realized I didn't have to. In fact, at some point I decided I had no more and that I didn't have to take it. Well, at least not more than once. It also turned out that the venues that would cancel you, leave you underpaid, or paid you well after the fact, were the same ones over and over again. It seems plain now that I'm writing this and talking about this. I decided that once that happened at a venue, I would never go back. That would be the last time I'd ever show myself at that venue. It's a hard-headed stance, I know, but its strength in the face of soul-stealing evil energy seemed like a viable solution. It turned out to be a very strong response. And perhaps too strong for my agent. So after an experience I just kind of detailed at a venue I will not mention, in which I was documented an email in which I was showing the person paying me at the end of the show that I should get paid a certain amount, and yet I had to leave underpaid. I texted him when I got home from that gig that I would not go back to that venue. So again, I know it's a hard-headed move, but I also recognize, you know, I'm the artist in this equation, and perhaps, maybe I could have been talked down from such a self-conceived cliff edge, but my agent's business acumen was not up to that standard, or at least at that moment. But his response was beyond bad acumen. It was as if I touched a nerve. Looking back now, it seems I either called out his entire commune of people and style of business associated, or simply by me taking control and saying no was power he didn't like seeing in his clientele. He texted back that he was at Red Rocks Amphitheater, and then he called me. And when I picked up the phone, he called me some of the worst names I ever even could think of. I would never even have imagined. But to sum it up, basically, I was a complete weakling, was his response. I paused because it was a moment in which I guess is one of the darker moments I've ever had with an individual just in a conversation. And it made me pause and reflect for a second there, but I'm pretty sure because he was Red Rocks, there was some kind of drug going through his system. It felt like an acid-fueled negative energy, like spewing from him. But he basically said as if I would ever book him or ever want to work with him again, he said he wouldn't book me anymore. And that he was going to cancel all of my gigs already set up. So after a day or so, I realized I was booked through him at the Estes Park Arts and Crafts Festival each and every day of the Labor Day weekend up and coming. And it was only a few months' time in advance here. And it was not a small gig. I also realized that he had texted me the contract, something he didn't often do, but because of this, I had the organizer's contact information, and I reached out to her. So she shared with me that my now former agent had reached out to her and told her that I had to cancel because I had a death in my family. I couldn't believe what I was hearing at first, and then I remembered who this guy is and what this business is like, and frankly, what this world is like. She was glad this was not the case, as my family was as well, and confirmed I still had the gig all weekend. It's not all happy endings, though, unfortunately. And since I've left having an agent, it's been very hard to obtain regular gigs. And some of the venues have booked me again, but many don't want to go through individual artists to communicate, and they like that central aspect of an agent or agency to do all that scheduling. So this is the dilemma. You got to get your hustle on and email if you're doing this business. Go to open mics, promote. Or face the dilemmas of agency. But if you ever find yourself with someone with warning signs, do not ignore them. Get out before the shit hits the fan. That brings us to the end of this episode of Four Tales Fortune Told. I want to thank you all so very much, as I certainly appreciate y'all listening today. And feel free to interact more at foretellmusic.com. That's the number 4, the word tell, the word music.com. But for now, I'll send you into the sunset with my song, Driving in My Mind. And I hope your journey is...